Symphony Space is pleased to present Thalia Book Club, On Beauty, with author Zadie Smith, interviewed by Laura Miller.
Good evening and welcome to the Leonard Nimoy Thalia at Symphony Space. I'm Isaiah Sheffer, the artistic director, and my partner is Cynthia Elliott, the executive director, and Catherine Minton, who creates our literary programs, join me in welcoming you to this edition of the Thalia Book Club. Tonight, we are very pleased to have with us the author Zadie Smith, who was born in Northwest London in 1975 and still lives in that area. She's the author of The Autograph Man and White Teeth, which won the Whitbread First Novel Award, the James Tate Black Memorial Prize for Fiction, the Commonwealth Writers First Book Prize, and was a New York Times Editor's Choice for one of the best books of 2000, was nominated for a National Book Critics Circle Award. Here at Symphony Space, we had the privilege of presenting a story from White Teeth in our selected short story series. Her third novel, On Beauty, which we are here to discuss tonight, has been shortlisted for the Booker Prize. She'll be talking with Laura Miller, a journalist and critic living in New York, who's co-founder of Salon.com, where she's currently a staff writer, as well as a regular contributor to the New York Times Book Review. Her work has appeared in The New Yorker, The Los Angeles Times, Time Magazine, and elsewhere, and she's the editor of the Salon.com Reader's Guide to Contemporary Authors. Now, as many of you regulars know, the format of these evenings is that the discussion with an author is preceded or accompanied by a reading of an excerpt from the book by an actor from the cadre of fine artists of the theater and stage and television who are part of our literary team. Tonight, Myra Lucretia Taylor will read from On Beauty. Her recent credits include Lynn Nottage's Fabulation. She is currently working on the show that makes all actors able to make a living and also do literary events here at Symphony Space, and that, of course, is Law and Order. And youthful as she is, she's playing the grandmother of a young child on Law and Order. But Myra Lucretia Taylor was recently awarded a Fox Fellowship, and she will be reading. Now, to set up the excerpt that she will read, here are Laura Miller and Zadie Smith.
I think you better set it up, since you're the one who wrote it.
There's not much to say. It's kind of an introduction to the family who are the main family in the book, the Belseys. It's an Englishman called Howard and his wife Kiki and their three children. And I think it's a description of the house that they live in Massachusetts.
A tall, garnet-colored building in the New England style, the Belsey residence roams over four creaky floors. The date of its construction, 1856, is patterned in tile above the front door, and the windows retain their mottled green glass, spreading a dreamy pasture on the floorboards whenever strong light passes through them. They are not original, these windows, but replacements, the originals being too precious to be used as windows. Heavily insured, they are kept in a large safe in the basement. A significant portion of the value of the Belsey house resides in windows that nobody may look through or open. The sole original window is the skylight at the very top of the house, a harlequin pane that casts a disc of varicolored light upon different spots on the upper landing as the sun passes over America, turning a white shirt pink as one passes through it, for example, or a yellow tie blue. Once the spot reaches the floor in mid-morning, it is a family superstition never to step through it. 10 years earlier, you would have found children here wrestling, trying to force each other into its orbit. Even now, as young adults, they continue to step round it on their way down the stairs. The staircase itself is a steep spiral. To pass the time while descending it, a photographic Belsey family gallery has been hung on the walls, following each turn that you make. The children come first in black and white, podgy and dimpled, haloed with curls. They seem always to be tumbling towards the viewer and over each other,